This month, we're talking with authors who write in and about New Hampshire, and today's guests have taken in some of the best New Hampshire views of them all. In 2011, author Dan Sesney and his wife unexpectedly became caretakers to 2 9-year-olds. One of them, a girl named Janelle, joins Dan on a quest to hike the New Hampshire mountains known as the 52 with a View. That quest is the basis for Dan's book, The Adventures of Buffalo and Tough Cookie. Dan and Janelle are here in the studio with me. Thanks to you both for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Just to start, which of you is Buffalo and which of you is Tough Cookie?
I'm Tough Cookie. Dan's Buffalo.
And how did you pick those nicknames?
Since you can't give yourself your own nickname, my brother gave it to me. We were just arguing about something. And he said, oh, you think you're such a tough cookie.
And
so the name stuck.
And it stuck. And my name came about, my wife and I were hiking in Wind Cave National Park in South Dakota. And we came around a turn. There's a lot of buffalo coming toward us. And it sounds like a freight train, if you've ever heard that. And so I did what any good hardcore hiker would do in such a situation, is that I ran scared off the trail and hid behind a tree. So she nicknamed me Buffalo. So we both got our nicknames ironically.
Now, Dan, you knew Janelle and her brother originally as neighbors.
Yes.
You aren't related. And
right.
Then all of a sudden, they're your responsibility. You and your wife could have said no to taking them in. What prompted you to say yes?
Myself, we live in Manchester, and two things happened that brought our families together, which was my wife lost her job, and Janelle and Aaron is Janelle's brother, grandfather passed away. And that happened almost at the same time, so our two families sort of came together for support and to help each other through these two events. And what I write in the book is that the twins adopted us, and we let them adopt us. And I think partially because everybody needs family, everybody needs support in times of in rough times. We had an opportunity to we hope make a difference, so we decided to try.
Dan, you've been hiking for years. In fact, you and I met when you were planning to hike and did hike all of the state's 4,000-foot peaks in a single month.
Yeah.
Janelle, you hadn't done any hiking. When Dan first said, hey, want to go for a hike, what did you think it was going to be like?
I really wasn't sure, since I had never been hiking, if it was going to be trail or like actual rock climbing, like climbing a mountain.
But you decided to go for it anyway? And you wound up liking it.
Yeah.
What was it you liked about it?
I like hiking because with me and Dan, we didn't have a specific time limit. So we always got to look at little fungus and waterfalls and really cool things like that.
I think part of it, Brady, was we made a promise to each other early on that we weren't going to drag each other mountains. One of our friends has always said that you can drag a kid up one mountain, but you can't drag a kid up 52 mountains. The child has to have something inside of them in order to do that. And our job is just to facilitate a passion that already exists. And I think that freed us up. It relieved any pressure that we may have felt of tagging the summit. The funny thing is that if you get it in your head that you don't have to reach the summit, you almost always do.
When you're on the hikes, Janelle, it could take a long time to go up several miles. What do you guys talk about?
Anything, really. About the weather, about whatever else is going on, about swimming.
About boys?
No.
She says with no hesitation.
For me, we haven't had the chance to know who these kids are. Were from the very beginning, through the diaper days and through the terrible twos and through kindergarten and all of that stuff. They just suddenly were in our lives. And this was one way, one great way that I was able to, and I think hopefully she was able to, learn who we about each other and become friends with each other. By the end of this journey, it's not a stretch to say that we were sort of equal partners in this quest.
Even though getting up these mountains wasn't the goal, the two of you were able to go up the mountains. That's a pretty big goal, and you've accomplished it. What does that feel like?
It was pretty awesome because 2 years ago, sitting watching TV, I wouldn't have ever thought I would be doing anything like this.
And you're not done doing it, is that right?
No.
So, do you still have time to get up into the mountains when you're not doing events about the book?
Sometimes.
She's shy about saying this, but she actually asked me a couple weeks ago. She said, isn't it ironic that the reason that the book is out is getting in the way of our hiking to begin with? And I said, you know, you have a point there. So we actually sat down and are going to make a point of getting out there more often, especially this summer, and perhaps doing a little hike before each one of our events.
Any recommendations for someone who has never gone up a New Hampshire mountain before? What's a good place to start if you want to follow in the footsteps of Buffalo and Tough Cookie? They're sort of looking at each other, by the way, thinking about this.
What were some of your favorites?
Well, that's kind of tough because I really wouldn't recommend something if you weren't really a hiker. I wouldn't recommend like Shikora, but like Pakmanadnock, or there are two mountains called the Unkanuniks in Goffstown.
So start slow is what she's saying. There's plenty of 1 and 2,000 foot mountains that are 1 or 2 mile hikes that have beautiful views at the top, and you don't have to go to the White Mountains to enjoy them. They're just in your local town or city. There's a lot of things in southern New Hampshire where a beginner can go just to get a taste, just to see if they like it. And that's what we did. That's how we started this journey, because when she first decided to do this, I had no clue whether she could. So rather than simply taking her up Mount Monadnock or up Mount Shikora, we went up the Unkanuniks in Goffstown. We did Pakmanadnock down in Jaffrey. And I waited for her to say, are we there yet? Or how far is it from the top? You know, some of my friends told me, just take her out once or twice and she'll get bored of it for a hike or two. But she never got bored of it.
So in summary, start slow.
Start slow. See if the kid is interested in it. I think most kids will be, to be perfectly honest.
And make sure to look around a lot.
And make sure to take your time and stop and smell the fungus.
Well, Dan and Janelle, thanks so much for coming in and talking with me.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having us.